The new head of the Idaho GOP says his party is just beginning to heal after dysfunction at the state convention in June and then a summer full of fighting that ended in court. After all the bickering, Republicans picked Steve Yates to be their new party chairman early this month. Yates is from eastern Idaho and he's lived in the state now for just 3 years. He's a native of Maryland, also a political consultant and former Dick Cheney staff member in Washington, D.C. Yates says he was not sure how to feel when he was first approached about being a candidate for party chairman.
Well, I did honestly say first, I'm not sure if you're really my friend, if you're asking me to do this particular job, because it is a lot of work. And party chairman is not one of those jobs in any state that you do if you imagine that you're going to go onward to glory. There's a lot of demands, you're sort of the first person to blame if things don't go the way people hope through an election cycle. But I did think that there was important work to do, and if there were other more qualified people to step forward, they were welcome to do so, and there were good people who stepped forward for the August 2nd meeting. Basically, I felt like it was a meaningful task. Yes, it is hard, and it's a commitment of time, but I felt like I had something to offer by way of my past national political experience and some of my experience with the media. And the fact that I hadn't lived here long enough to have too many enemies sort of put me in a position where I can deal in good faith with people on two sides of a dispute. We have a few of those to resolve going forward, and we shall.
This was defined as a fight between the far right wing of the Republican Party and the more moderate wing of the Republican Party. And Raul Labrador recently came out and said he thinks you were a good choice for that because you managed to not necessarily identify with one particular wing of the party. So I'll put you on the spot here and say, during the fight that occurred this summer, ideologically, is there one side that you identify with more than the other?
Well, I see the fundamental problem here in the Idaho Republican Party as the problem of a majority organization. Anytime you have a majority organization, you have forces that sort of pull apart within because you're the big tent. When you're the minority party, especially in a state like Idaho, you have the luxury of being the small tent, so you can be unanimous in that individual vote you have in some parts of the state. But when you're a large organization, a majority organization, it's not just ideology that pulls people apart. There are personalities. There are financial differences. There are different applications of the rules, and all of these things fed into what became a very tense and divisive period in the recent past. So there are people on both sides of these disputes, which I would again contest that it's purely ideological, that have said, you know, we're a little bit weary of constantly butting heads in the middle here. And if there are ways we might be able to sit down and take another fresh look at rules, fresh look at process, but also just real work within the party, people were open to that. And it was only after I sensed that from people close to the governor, as well as some of the people closer to the grassroots movements around the state, that I felt confident enough that there was something meaningful to do. And so while I have my own strong views, I don't view my role as chairman as being my job to impose my preferences.
Come the fall, if a Republican candidate who was favored to win somehow loses an election in this, I'm thinking statewide offices here, do you think that people could point and do so with accuracy at this rift in the party and the chaos of the summer and say that was a contributing factor to this statewide race being lost by a Republican?
Well, we can't control what candidates will say if they're experiencing the agony of defeat. Many of us have had this life experience, and many of us have worked with people who've gone through it. First and foremost, candidates have themselves to look in the mirror in terms of what kind of a campaign they ran. There's no doubt that there will be challenges for some of our candidates. It certainly would have helped if we'd had a strong, organized, methodical, party-wide effort, statewide effort going through this cycle. But I think that the governor winning by the maximum margin possible will generate coattails that benefit the ticket all the way down the line. So really it comes down to our candidates being strong in their message and in their campaigns, working together with the ticket, with the governor and the lead, and the party playing as much of a supporting role as it can. I think we'll be in good shape.
Are you concerned that the party is wounded going into the fall election?
Well, I wish that we could have started sooner on having the funding to develop a full campaign strategy for victory going through the November cycle. I wish that we were already deploying field offices and other assets that would typically be done by a party to support all of our candidates. But we'll get there. We're coming back to health. We're doing a reasonable job of it. Hopefully, by the time November 4th comes around, we'll make a meaningful difference for them.
Steve Yates is the new head of Idaho's Republican Party. We spoke with him earlier this week in his office in Boise. Nearly a month into his job, Yates says he has two top priorities right now, fundraising and traveling the state to meet Republicans.